The first quarter 2021 house flipping stats were just released by Adam Data, and it's not looking good nationwide, but there are 10 zip codes that are absolutely crushing it. Let's take a look.
For a limited time, you can get a free copy of Jerry Norton's Virtual Flipper Kit with everything you need to flip houses without seeing them in person. Download it now at virtualflipperkit.com.
If this is your first time here, my name is Jerry Norton, and I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 17 years. Amongst other things, I specialize in flipping houses all across the country, and I've helped thousands of new investors get into the game of flipping and create six and even seven-figure incomes. If you want to learn how to flip houses so you can live your dream life, be sure to subscribe to my channel and click the bell icon to get notified when new videos are released. The first stat worth noting is the massive decrease in the number of houses sold by real estate flippers in Q1 of 2021. Only 32,526 single-family homes and condominiums were flipped, representing only 2.7% of all home sales. That's significant when you consider that's nearly a 65% decrease from first quarter 2020, just 1 year earlier, and the lowest level since the year 2000. Now, clearly the pandemic played a major role by creating a massive housing shortage. Part of the problem that I've seen firsthand as a flipper in multiple markets is distressed properties are selling directly to homeowners for over the as-is value and for more money than flippers are willing to pay. Case in point, to succeed in a low inventory market like we've been experiencing, you have to double down your lead generation and acquisitions efforts. No longer can you just have two or three lead sources. You have to develop a no rock unturned approach. To help you, I put together a report outlining 67 different ways to find deals, and I'll give that to you for free. Link in the description box below this video. Not only has it gotten harder to find deals, but profits and profit margins also declined in Q1 2021. Adam Data measures and tracks gross profit by subtracting the sale price from the acquisition price because there's no way of knowing what the rehab costs were. Now, this number fell to $63,500 or 37.8% gross return on investment, which is the lowest it's been since 2011. Now, I believe this is due in part because flippers who struggle to find good deals are often willing to compromise on profit. In other words, due to competition, they're willing to pay more to buy properties. Now, personally, I don't put a lot of weight on this statistic because many flippers like me have gotten really creative on renovation strategies during a low inventory market. For example, because homes are in such high demand, I'm able to pay more to buy, but do less in renovations and still sell for at or near after repair value. Now, that means my gross profit is smaller, but my net profit is just as good without doing big rehabs. Now, I did a video where I break down different flipping strategies I'm currently implementing to buy and resell homes. I'll put the link in the description below and you can check it out later. Now, there is some good news when looking at flipping stats for Q1 2021, and that's the total days to flip a house from purchase to resale dropped to 159 days, which is the lowest since 2013. Just 1 year earlier, the average time was 175 days. Now, obviously, this statistic is congruent with all days on market being historically low, but I also think it coincides with what I just said about how flippers are doing less rehab work, which in turn allows them to flip the property faster. And if you think about it, time is money when flipping houses. If I can turn deals faster and do, let's say, three flips in the same time I used to do two flips, I'll come out ahead at the end of the day. Okay, now these stats are looking at flipping as a whole nationwide for Q1 2021, but it's important to remember that real estate is local. That means some markets performed very poorly and some markets absolutely crushed it. So let's take a look at each. Taking a look at top metro markets that had the biggest decreases in the number of homes flipped, Memphis, Tennessee came in the winner or loser, depending on how you look at it, with an 80% decrease. Now, following Memphis, Lakeland, Florida was down 75%, San Francisco, California down 74%, Columbus, South Carolina down 73%, and Palm Bay, Florida down 73%. Now, keep in mind, that doesn't necessarily mean those markets decreased in desirability or value. Quite the contrary, All that means is those markets became extremely competitive and difficult for flippers to find and flip houses. On the opposite, the markets with the biggest increases in house flipping rates were in Springfield, Massachusetts, up 114%, Albuquerque, New Mexico, up 103%, Springfield, Illinois, up 95%, South Bend, Indiana, up 86%, and Boston, Massachusetts, up 79%. Now keep in mind, that's quarter over quarter decreases and increases, which may not be a long enough time to draw any meaningful conclusions. So instead, let's look at the top 10 zip codes that nearly doubled in the number of flips from Q1 2020 compared to 1 year later, Q1 2021. That will give us a much better understanding of which markets are on fire. So number one on the list is 48239, which is Redford, Michigan, up 99.9%. Now let me stop right there. Right now, as of this recording, I've got two pending flips in Redford, Michigan, compared to zero last year. So I'm proud to be part of making history. Leave a comment and say, Jerry, you are a flipping genius. By the way, both sold for over asking price, which is pretty fun. Okay, next is 48174, Romulus, Michigan, up 99.7%. 47201, Columbus, Indiana, up 98.7%. 65616, Branson, Missouri, up 97.5%. 47933, Crawfordsville, Indiana, up 96.9%. 46835, Fort Wayne, Indiana, up 96%. 81435, Telluride, Colorado, up 95.4%. 23505, Norfolk, Virginia, up 94.8%. 83814, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, up 94.3%. And 06450, Meridian, Connecticut, up 93.9%. Now, if you flip houses in any of those top 10 zip codes, leave a comment and say, I knew it, Jerry. I am a flipping genius, and I'll agree with you. Now, the good news is you don't have to flip houses only in your backyard. I flip houses all over the country. Those two houses I mentioned that I flipped in Redford, Michigan, I never actually saw them in person, nor do I ever plan on seeing them in person. And that's because I have systems and capital in place to do deals anywhere. And right now I'm looking for more deals, and I'll even pay you a $10,000 finder fee for every deal you find and bring me that meets my criteria. Now to learn all the details about how to be a finder for me, just go to my10kcheck.com. And finally, with low inventory, it's important you learn how to become a master at finding distressed properties from motivated sellers. So be sure to watch this next video where I break it down for you. Watch that video now, and if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. With over 725 videos, this is the number one channel on YouTube for all things flipping, and I'll see you on the next video.